proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We have been looking at the names and titles of God as contained in the Old Testament. We conclude the series today by looking at the expression Al-El-Olam. The Hebrew word Olam derived from another Hebrew word meaning to hide. When translated as the adjective everlasting, or as the noun eternity, the Hebrew word Olam implied an undefined period of time, with no certain beginning nor ending dates. To human beings whose understanding of time is finite, that can be confusing. But to God, there is no past, present, and future. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. The word Olam also often appeared in connection with God as a description of His attributes. The author of Psalm 145, for example, used that term to define God's kingdom. Quote, "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, Olam, for everlasting. And thy dominion endureth throughout all generations," unquote. In the 26th chapter of the book of Isaiah, that prophet asserted that, quote, "In the Lord is everlasting strength." And again, the word for everlasting is Olam. Habakkuk, in the 3rd chapter of his book, affirmed God's ways as being, quote, "everlasting," again using the term Olam. The first occurrence of the name Al-Olam with reference to God, the first occurrence of that was in the 21st chapter of Genesis, where we read that, quote, "Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called thereon the name of the Lord, the everlasting God." And the words "everlasting God" are a translation of the name El Elyon. Look at the setting of that situation. Abraham had just made a covenant with the king of the Philistines, whose minions had previously dealt harshly with him. Perhaps Abraham reflected upon the untrustworthy nature of his new ally, and how quickly the Philistine king might break his agreement with Abraham, if he thought it would benefit him. In such a case, Abraham may have compared the transitory alliance with the Philistine to his timeless covenant with God. Human treaties are sometimes broken like pie crusts. By contrast, God's covenants are unchangeable and eternal, because He is unchangeable and eternal. God's truths endure throughout the ages. He does not speak truth merely for our time or merely for certain pastimes, but God's word and His promises, they remain true throughout all generations. We can trust God that He will keep His promises to us throughout all situations. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.